Catch up when you wake up. Listen for the Wall Street Journal this morning, weekdays 5 to 7, Saturdays at 6. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, 1240. I'm Mary Lynn. Diane Ducey with me as well. And we've been talking about tattoos. The guy in Rantoul, I may have read about it in the paper or heard it on the news, but a guy out of Rantoul was tattooing teenagers, and he got busted doing it because he was doing it illegally. And so we kind of got on the whole topic of tattoos. Would you allow your teenager to get a tattoo? How old were you when you got your tattoo? And that prompted a call from Jim and Jimmy Beam, who's on the phone with us still. You still there, Jimmy?
I'm here.
And Jimmy's got 17, working on tattoo number 18. And we kind of got into this whole discussion about how Jim was able to write a song for his mom, who had been murdered. How many years ago was this, Jim?
That was a week before Christmas of 96.
Okay. And you had to get through some issues. You had to basically, you say through Buddhism, you were able to forgive the man who killed your mom.
Yep.
And you've written a song, and we're going to hear a little bit of it.
I didn't mean to hijack your
It sounded interesting. I could have said no.
Absolutely, you could have.
So,
and the next time that I see you out in public, remind me to show you the tattoo of my mom.
All right.
It's not a very flattering one, actually, in some ways. And it's because, you know, people have different motivation at different times when they get tattoos and they remind them of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so on my entire right, the top right of my arm is what they call a half sleeve.
Yeah.
So I covered up a bunch of tattoos with this tattoo. And basically, it depicts my mom as an angel, and she's holding her halo down in her hands, and she's kneeling before Satan himself, that's kind of how I pictured her husband at the time who killed her.
Okay, I see.
But anyway, like I told you, those were really sad times for me. Today, I still get sad when I think about what happened to my mom, but I think this song is a fine tribute to her. I'm just going to play you, I played it for a couple of friends, but I haven't, you know, played it for anybody in the public yet. I was going to debut it on that on the television show, so I'll just play you the first verse and the first chorus.
All right. Oh, and let me just preface something real quick, because you had mentioned earlier that years ago, you at 17, you ran off to L.A. to be a rock star, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you ended up in the Navy. But I mean, you've toured all over the world with rock bands as a stagehand.
I've done a little bit of both. I've actually toured as a musician as well.
Okay.
I've done some acting. I played Jesus in a role in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yep. So, all right, well.
Yeah, once you get bit by the biz, as they say, you know.
Okay.
And I think a great thing about it is at my age today, I truly don't do it for the money. I get paid a little bit here and there when I play, but that's not what it's for.
Yeah. Let's
music is part of me. It's part of who I am, and I feel as though I've got a message sometimes that some people need to hear.
Okay. Well, let's hear your debut, hear a little bit of what you've done for your mom here.
My hope with this song is that other people who have gone through similar or just losing people in their lives sort of experience can find some kind of comfort in it.
Okay.
So this is called Everything's Gonna Be All Right, and this is the first time I've played it for folks.
Wonderful.
We'll see how it sounds over the phone.
All right.
Thank you.
child reunion is the day that I look forward to. Your life was taken at an early age, but no one can take the memories of you. You were beautiful and full of grace. You touched
beautiful.
Nice
Absolutely
job.
Absolutely beautiful. Wow. Just some claps and applause
well, thank
there.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. And I would have to say that's the first time I've ever had somebody sing over the phone line.
That's right.
On the radio. That
Came
was pretty
across
cool.
nicely.
It sounded beautiful. It really did. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And a wonderful
sentiment. I can get to a point where I can start playing it without crying.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. Hey, it made my eyes water up, too. I don't have my mom. And like you said, it's something that, so thank you. You've made us all cry.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
All right. Well, I got to move on. I got to get to some commercials here. But Jam and Jimmy Beam, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for checking in today.
Thanks so much for having me on. Have a great day.
We appreciate
you guys.
It. You take care.
All right.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.